Joey Diaz Research Grizzly Bears, Wolves, and Birds of Prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I fish my entire life. It is my passion in the outdoors. I love everything connected with nature, from research in the wild to fishing with my family. This is who I am. There are so many memorable fish, but not one of them was caught by me. Oh, sure. Hey, I've caught a few lunkers and stood in my waders out in Yellowstone National Park, the rivers out there, and hauled in a few cutthroat trout. But helping another person catch their first fish and educate them about the outdoors and what it's all about, that's who I am. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Many of my adventures take place at one of my favorite places to fish. I am blessed to be able to go to Nancy Nolte's. You probably know Nick Nolte, the actor. His sister, I go to Nancy's farm. Many of you are familiar with her brother. Well, I'm familiar with Nancy, great, 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 great gal, and her pond. I take so many people there fishing for the first time. And the best example is I would take my niece Kate there. Her first time, she was about 5 years old. We would take out the canoe, obviously put your PFD on, your sunblock and your water, hydrate, and all the things I always speak about, and some energy, because I always go everywhere with food. Well, we'd be out in the canoe, and you know, she'd have an ultralight, I'd have an ultralight, and there's some big old bass in there that are, you know, would really bend that ultralight. And I'd get onto a fish and I'd say to her, "Hey Kate, why don't we switch rods?" And we'd switch, and in an instant she goes, "I think I got a fish." And she'd reel in like a 2-pounder, 3-pounder, and I'd then catch another one and go, "Why don't we switch rods?" She goes, I think I got another one." Well, to see the look on her face is, to me, is like just pretty special. You know, there's a couple of things. Getting a kid onto a fish and that excitement, and you always hear getting hooked on fishing, and really, you need to take a young child to a place you know that they can catch fish. Now, Nancy breeds some show jumping horses, and one of them had a foal, that's a baby horse. And Nancy was telling me, "Well, the foal doesn't come up to anyone. It won't even come up to me. I spent all this time with it." Well, I am going to tell you that Nancy and I are there talking. Kate is standing out in the middle of the field, and the foal comes walking up to her. Excuse me, the innocence of a child. And the foal comes walking up. She holds out her hand. The foal comes over, and she is petting the foal in the middle of the field. And Nancy's going, "Look, that is utterly amazing." So, you know, hey, it's about fish, but it's also about being in the outdoors. You know, there's the Farm and Horse Show. We go up there and we watch quite a number of people jump. You know, so many different things, because we watch, hey, my family, we watch sheep shows, cow shows, all these different things. And then we always go over to Nancy's and take the time to fish. Well, one of my other greatest times catching fish that I didn't catch, the most memorable fish, I take my niece Gabby fishing for the first time. So, you know, for Christmas, obviously I get her her own rod and reel and case. For her birthday, she gets a tackle box with some tackle. You know, so that's what Christmas and birthdays are about. Well, here's the excitement. We're going fishing for the first time. We're going to Spring Lake. We go down to L&H. It's a great sports store right down the road. We get a couple earthworms, and we're going out there. And I know that, hey, once again, getting a kid hooked on fishing, I just said in my mind, we hook into some bluegills, I know that I'm set. Well, we found this little point, perfect place to set up cameras, Gab and I, and we're fishing away, or I should say she's fishing away, and she gets onto a bluegill, and onto a bluegill. And the excitement, because, hey, let me tell you, you got an ultralight, bluegills fight like they never have eaten before in their lives, and that's a great fight. And She is out there. And again, every now and then I had a little spinner on and I would just cast. And to this day, she'll tell people, I catch fish all the time and Uncle Joey doesn't catch fish. And it's like just, it's just a fun thing. It's like almost like switching rods before, doesn't figure it out. Now, on the second trip I took her there, we went to a little different spot, still got into a bunch of bluegills. After like the seventh bluegill, again, attention span of a six-year-old at the time, well, she starts to make mud pies on the side, and she's offering me mud pies, so I'm getting to do a little fishing going on, but it's really more concentrating on her, and I'd rather make mud pies with her than catch fish, but that's just what it's about. Now, another fish that I thought was so memorable and not mine, my gas station guy, his name is Octavio. I go in there and I speak to him all the time. And I happen to speak at his son's school assembly. And he came home going, man, daddy, Joey B was there. Joey B was there. Well, he then, when I went to pick up some gas, Octavio said his son's name is Wilmer. He says, Wilmer never fished before and has always been so excited. I said, look, I will take you and him fishing. Well, my friend Jim, he's got a great farm pond there loaded with largemouth. Well, I am telling you, Jim's got this tiny little dock at the very beginning. You get down to the pond, and Wilmer gets on there. We load him up with a Texas rig, and I am telling you, he catches a four-pound bass, like right away, bang. And I went, since I go everywhere with my cameras, and you could actually watch it on joeybe.tv, joeybe.tv, that episode. The photos you could always check out on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, every place imaginable, social media. Well, we then fished a bit, and he caught a couple more fish, but that four-pounder was like the fish, and that was my most memorable fish with them that I never caught. And then we went up to High Point State Park, is right there, highest point, get up there, do a great lunch, and it made me feel good to make a difference. Like, I was able to make a difference in this young man's life. He can't say they never caught fish again because he went fishing and he got the big old bass. Now, my nephews Wyatt and Dylan, I have been fishing with them from age 3 through, they're now 19, off at college. Well, I have a photo going back to my friend Nancy Nolte's farm. I have a photo that I had taken of each one of them. My brother-in-law, Rob, Wyatt, Dylan, and I were up on the farm when they were 3 years old, sitting on one of her farm tractors. Well, we just recently went back up to fish at Nancy's, and they're age 19, and this is before they're leaving for college, and I take those photos with me, and we get out of the truck, and Nancy's looking at these two monster guys, you know, Wyatt's 6'7", and Dylan's a little bit shorter, he's like 6'3", whatever he is, and Nancy says, hey, how you doing? I said, these are my nephews, Wyatt and Dylan. She goes, what? I said, look at the photos. She looks at the photos of them at age 3. And then all of a sudden she goes, we got to take that photo again. And that's what I planned on doing. So the tractor is still there. So before we went fishing, what do? We go take a couple photos on that farm tractor. And then I am telling you, they are catching bass after bass after bass. I also got Dylan onto like a 5-pounder. So we've been able to do this from the young time in their life at age 3 and 4 and catch fish all the way straight through. And then we would always go over to my friend Jim's farm pond too. So they're catching bass after bass, and every now and then a huge crappie, a pickerel, just in Jim's pond, largemouth galore. Dylan hooked one time. Jim only has one carp in his pond. And Dylan hooks into like a 9-pound carp one time. And Wyatt is become the topwater bass master. So watching these guys get on fish, like if we're in the canoe at Nancy's, I am their guide. And anybody who goes to Nancy's, people are always saying to me, well, how come you don't fish? I don't need to fish. I just like, I'll guide you through it. I can fish here all the time. Well, when they were younger, my brother-in-law, Rob, we had the greatest day in the world, Nancy's and Jim's fishing with Wyatt and Dylan. And he just said to me, he looked at me, he goes, you just ruined my fishing life. I go, what do you mean I ruined your fishing life? He says, how can I ever give them a better day fishing than this? And I just thought that was just a great time. But I was able to treat Rob to a great fishing day with the most memorable fish that I didn't catch. He did. My brother-in-law, Rob, happens to also be an attorney. And I've only gotten one accident in my lifetime, and it was up there, and I had to go to court, just a minor little fender bender, but still had to go to court for it. So I told Rob, I'm going to pick you up at your office, make sure you're in your blue jeans, bring your suit. So we get up to Nancy's, we get in the canoe, and we're, and again, I'm guiding him around, and he's just going bang, 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 catching like a monster fish. And it's about that time that we're going to have to head into Nancy's farmhouse, get cleaned up, get in our suits, go off to court. And Rob's going, just one more fish. And we get on a bass. And I'm going, all right, Rob, we got to get moving. One more fish. And so I was able to give him one more fish many more times. And again, felt good for me. And everything came out in court, right? Because, yeah, you just got to be honest. You step in front of the judge. Say, hey, this one happened to me. I hit somebody from behind. Just literally pulling out on an on-ramp, going 5 miles an hour. But guess what? I'm in the wrong. You just say, hey, I'm in the wrong. It's just part of what life. But those fish, now, we have been there for like the longest time. And I'm going to tell you that when I am with Wyatt and Dylan, I see me inside of them at age 19 because their eyes light up with every fish. And that's like, that's the memory, the most memorable moment is like, I see and I'm going, man, that was me at that time. Well, my niece Gracie. Again, Christmas, buy her ultralight rod and reel. Kay's birthday, she's getting her tackle box. Well, we go fishing on a river right next to the Great Swamp National Wildlife Refuge. Big words, but I'm going to let you know that we get out there, ultralight. Her dad, Alan, my cousin or my nephew-in-law, I'll call him. So we're out there, she's 4 years old, and we're fishing, and it's bluegill, and just like the excitement on her face. And then after a few moments, you know, again, the attention span of a young child, you catch like 10 bluegills, and after a while, it's like, all right, I'm done. I said, look, let's just catch one more, and we get hooked into a 12-inch largemouth. And a 12-inch largemouth on an ultralight to a 4-year-old kid is like a whale. And I am telling you, that is one of the most memorable fish I never caught. Looking at her face, and obviously I had put my cameras into Alan's hands, shooting away. And that was it. And just watching it, because again, we're all catch and release people. So just releasing them and talking about, hey, the giving back to nature and letting them grow up and all of that. And then we headed over to the Raptors Trust, which takes care of injured eagles, owls, hawks. So we were over there. So we finished the day on a great environmental note, and that's just really, really, really cool. Now, how about boating? There's an inlet near my parents' house, and many people fish from the jetties. I was meeting up with my great friend, Coach Gorski. We're here to go, or meet there to go off on a fishing adventure. Well, while I was waiting, there was a father and son fishing, and you could see, and I'm just hanging out, and I chat with everyone, and you could see that he's got really inexpensive gear. And the father explained to me sort of on the QT that his son wanted to go fishing. He didn't know anything about it. But how great is that, that he wanted to spend time with his son? So he ran to a local, and I have no idea, Kmart or wherever he went, and he bought something real inexpensive. Well, I went into my gear. I rigged up his son's rod. I showed both of them how to cast. The young guy gets onto a little snapper, which is a baby bluefish, and the look on his face was my pay. Father probably shook my hand 400,000 times to thank me, but you know what? That memorable snapper wasn't mine. It was his, and what are you doing? You're giving back. You're teaching. Compliments to that dad for real, because to me, it's like, hey, there's a reason why we have children, and it's to spend time with them, and it's just like, son wants to fish, I'm going to go fishing with them. That was pretty cool, too. So there's one. Now, my great friend, Dr. Bob, you've heard me speak about him on many shows. We've grown up fishing from, once again, from the times of Wyatt and Dylan ages growing up. And his son, Matthew, and I, the three of us were off kayaking through the Sedge Islands. They had spin rods. I had one of my saltwater fly rods. And Matt had never used a fly rod before. And saltwater fly rods, a little bit more difficult because they're larger. I mean, it makes sense, the gear that's there. So we're off on one of the islands, and we hid into a school of small bluefish. And bluefish, I always joke, you can put a green crayon on a hook and throw it out there when they're ravenous and feeding on bait fish, and you'll catch something. Well, I hook into a blue on my fly rod. Let me tell you, if you've never caught a fish on a fly rod, it is spectacular. Well, I put it into Matt's hands, and Matt's now reeling in on the fly rod. And because, again, he was catching him on the spin, but it's just a different thing. And the look on his face, and I just said, Matt, this is how you roll cast, because literally, they were coming up right next to the island, all these baby blues. And I said, Matt, just, and he threw it in, and bang, and he was on it, and he was using that fly rod, and just watching. It was an awesome fight to see that. So it's just like, hey, once again, those are some memorable baby bluefish that I never caught. Now, you're going to hear another Wyatt, Dylan, and Rob story. So we're at a jetty near my parents' house. They're about age 8 years old. So we're having the competition. And just like my neighbors in Yellowstone, my fly fishing versus my spin rod, you know, one time I met some of my neighbors out there, because I'm always doing research outside of Yellowstone. So it just becomes my, you know, I call it my summer playland. And I'd meet up with different people and I'd guide them through the park. And we're fishing out there. And one of my neighbor's sons just wanted to catch as many fish as me. Now I'm on a fly rod, he's on a spin rod. And it's a lot easier to catch fish on a spin, and I know that. But he wanted to go toe-to-toe with me. And watching him catch some cutthroat trout, and actually some mountain whitefish, because you know what's funny? When I'm out there, mountain whitefish fight so much harder than a cutthroat. And I love cutthroat, beautiful fish. It's all catch release anyway. But it was just neat to watch him. And that was our competition. But the competition between Rob, Wyatt, Dylan, and Joey B, well, the snappers there, they were abundant. And we all had spin rods this time. And it was just family fun competition. We're all keeping score as to how many. But Dylan was the official scorekeeper. And we found out that he was using what I called Dylan math. It was like the one for you, two for me count. So at the end of the day, and we probably all caught about the same amount of fish, Dylan somehow caught twice as many fish as us. It was all in good fun. I'm not even sure who caught the most fish. But hey, I'll throw it to Dylan. Might throw it to Wyatt on that day. Well, you know what? I love to catch and release fish. I also love watching our youth get on to fish. It makes their day and a memory for a lifetime. Take the opportunity to get and take our youth out into nature. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.